Let's now turn to Paddy Malone, who's UCD Professor of Microbial Diseases and an Infectious Diseases Consultant at St Vincent's Hospital in Dublin. Professor Malone, thanks for talking to us this lunchtime. Perhaps we can start with what we've been hearing there from Ty Daly in relation to nursing home visits. Obviously, enormous benefits for residents of homes up and down the country if they can once again be able to see in person, indoors, members of their own family or friends. Is there scope now to look at that, do you think?
Well, good afternoon, Brian. I think that Tig really hit the nail on the head when he said that there's a risk balance here. And certainly the nursing homes, although we're getting really good vaccination numbers there, there still are some residual outbreaks that public health are working very hard to eliminate from the nursing homes. So we're still not out of the water. We still have significant transmission within the community. And we still have the risk from these new variants. So there still is risk out there. The lower that we make that risk of introduction of particularly new infections, but new variants in the nursing homes, then I guess we'd be at a space where the risk-benefit pushes towards permitting face-to-face or in-person visits. But I think, as Tag said, this is all about trying to reduce risk as much as possible, and it's through a suite of measures that are being put in place by public health. And I think that those suite of measures need to be adhered to. And I think we ultimately need to take guidance from NPHET and public health about the right timing to start looking at nursing home visits, because we've still got some way to go.
Ty Daly also mentioned the use of antigen tests there, these rapid tests, and we know that NPHET is looking at that. We heard from the Minister for Education that she's expecting a report in relation to schools on this by the middle of next month. Do these tests, do you think, have a role to play in opening up access to residential care homes?
So we're learning more about the use of antigen tests. Now, the thing about antigen tests, like any test, no test is 100% perfect. And it's not that antigen tests, I can't foresee antigen tests replacing the need for the suite of measures that are already in place to try and protect nursing homes and nursing home residents. But I do think that these new technologies are getting better every time. They get more sensitive every time. They're actually quite cheap. They can be done quite rapidly. And I think we really need to explore how these can be added to the suite of measures to further risk reduce. And the whole point here is to try and create an environment that's as safe as possible. And I think we should use every available technology to reduce risk. And certainly looking at antigen tests, it would be a really good idea, as Tag said, as we have this phased reopening, to really get some good data on whether there's a place for these tests within this particular setting.
In relation to the situation in hospitals, and as I said, you're a consultant there in St Vincent's, we've had the latest overall numbers, 597 people still in hospital with COVID-related illness, 135 of those in ICU. The numbers are coming down, if slowly. Is that a reflection of the declining level of infection in the community?
I think there's two stories at the hospital level. There's a sort of very good news story, and there's a less good news story. You know, with the good news story is with the vaccination of healthcare workers, which was a priority. We're one of the few countries in Europe to actually do that and deliver two doses of vaccine to healthcare workers as a priority. What we've seen over the recent week or so is a big drop-off in terms of healthcare worker COVID infections. Now, that there may be a number of things contributing to that. I personally think that vaccination plays a huge role in that. So that's a really good news story, because it means that our hospitals are becoming safer environments. The counter side to that is, unfortunately, we're still seeing people coming into hospital very sick with COVID, and these people are coming in having acquired COVID in the community. Significant numbers of people still in hospital, significant numbers of people still sick, and as you said, over 135 people in ICU. That's a big chunk of our country's ICU capacity that's still treating patients with severe COVID infection, and a big chunk of our ICU capacity that we can't use for normal services. So we still do have some way to go from the societal level, and I guess the focus for us over the next couple of months is to try and keep driving those numbers down, and hopefully as we start to see the vaccine coverage within the general population, which is really picking up day by day, we'll start to see the numbers of people getting sick in the community dropping off.
There is continuing concern, of course, over travel into the country, and I think you're of the view that international travel seeds particularly new variants, and they pose a challenge, as we know and as we've heard in recent weeks. Is enough being done here to deal with that challenge, that threat?
Well, I think if 2020 was the year of lockdowns, 2021 is going to be the year of variants and vaccines. And really, one of these is a significant threat to us, and that's the variants, and one of them is going to be a significant benefit, and that's our vaccination program. We have to do everything that we can to protect that vaccination program. And the biggest threat to that vaccination program is either a lack of supply, which thankfully seems to be being resolved over the next couple of months, an introduction of new variants into the country against which the vaccine won't work. And that's a really big threat. So we've got to do everything we can to protect vaccination. These variants, we haven't seen variants that are threatening our COVID response emerging in Ireland. We saw the B.1.1.7 being admitted before Christmas to international travel. We know that there are variants circulating around the world that have less efficacy against some of the vaccines that we have, but not all of them. And there are continued reports of new variants emerging. So we really have to do everything that we can as a country to protect these new variants coming into the country through travel so that we get the most successful vaccination program when we're able to open up our society again. It's as simple as that. And we also need to, the ultimate solution for the variants is that we encourage and enable a global vaccination program, because it's only through global vaccination programs that we're actually going to get control over this infection.
All right. We'll leave it there. Professor Paddy Mallon from UCD and St. Vincent's, thank you for talking to us here on the News at One.